Right back with you again tomorrow, 12:35. The Menards pregame show gets underway. And then it's game three, Marcus Stroman, Tobias Myers for the Crew. Until then, this is Bob Uecker along with Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld, inviting you to stay tuned for Grinny and the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. That's coming up next. Once again, the final tonight, the Yankees hang one on the Crew. It's New York 15 and Milwaukee 3. So long, everybody. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Service and savings, it's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on snacks.
10 to 15 ounce Craven pretzels, $1.69 a bag. Or 8 ounce Craven chips, just $1.99 a bag.
I caramba hot prices on snacks.
Pretzels $1.69 or chips $1.99.
Hey, these taste just like the national brands, but they're half the price.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee owned.
It's Woodman's.
Back with you from American Family Field. Tough one tonight for the Crew. They fall 15-3 at the hands of the Yankees. And this series is now evened up at a game apiece. These two teams will play for the series tomorrow afternoon here in Milwaukee. This is the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold, with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens on May the 3rd. Well, let's look at the other scores from around baseball today. Tigers even up their series with Kansas City with a 6-5 victory in Detroit. Houston wins at Colorado 12-4. The Astros just 8-19 on the year. Meanwhile, the Rockies fall to 7-20. Nationals 11-4 winners over the Marlins, and Miami falls to 6-22 on the year. Boston a 17-0 victory over the Cubs. So the Brewers stay a half game in front of Chicago in the NL Central. Reds 8-4 winners in Texas over the Rangers. Cincinnati finds themselves now sitting at 15-12. Rangers at an even 500 at 14-14. Cardinals playing a little better baseball this past week. They defeat the Mets in New York 7-4. Well, the Brewer pitching staff tonight had 7 ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and learn more at orthowisconsin.com. 15-3, the final here tonight. Yankees over the Brewers. We'll give you more scores when we return on the Brewers Radio Network.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Yankees over the Brewers tonight, 15-3. And it's time now for our home run distance recap. The Rhys Hoskins home run in the bottom of the first inning traveled 411 feet. Home run distance brought to you by SVA. Celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Pat Murphy meeting with the media. Let's listen in on the Brewers manager.
It's the first time we've been beaten like that. We haven't had the winning run at the plate in the ninth inning for 26 games. So give these guys credit. They were, they were very, very good for 26 games, or for 25 games. Tonight, things snowballed against us. And, Joe wasn't his best, but we weren't our best either. Maybe if we got in the game sooner, maybe we could have maybe it would have brightened things up a little bit, but we didn't. Credit goes to their team, their offense, and the kid that pitched. Did a great job.
Yeah, Rodon came in. He had been pitching really well, too. I mean, when he's on, he's tough to hit.
Yeah, I thought he was he obviously was tough to see. We chased a lot of pitches below the zone. That was kind of unusual for us, so I'm going to give him the credit for that.
Five strikeouts and 12 swings and misses for Ross still, even amid some of the negative there. Do you think that when he was executing pitches, the stuff was still good?
He did some good things, but when you don't have fastball command, he didn't have his two-seam, he went to more four-seam. It's kind of not his gig, early in the count, that type of thing. So I feel like Joe still did good things. I still have tremendous belief in him, and I think he's proven. He also got his pitch count up to 95 or something like that. I think that's another positive. So games like this, I'm just not going to make it more than it is. We lost the game. There's things to work on. There's plenty of things that revealed themselves. But I'm going to look for the positive. I'm really thankful that I'm around a bunch of guys that wanted to compete the way they do, and we've proven it. But we're going to have a game like this. We're going to have a game like this.
Pat Murphy meeting with the media following tonight's 15-3 loss to the Yankees, and is a very good point. They have not been out of a game at any point this year until tonight. This is really the first time that the Brewers didn't have a shot late to win a game, and that speaks a lot to, I think, that clubhouse culture and to the fight in this team, and I would venture a guess you'll see them bounce back tomorrow in a big way. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Casino Hotel postgame show, and it's about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold, with a huge video wall seating for over 200 an expanded food menu, and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. State-of-the-art venue opens May 3rd. That is coming up just around the corner. Let's look at some other scores around baseball tonight. Baltimore 7-0 shutout at home against Oakland. The Orioles now 17-9 on the year. Dodgers win up in Toronto 4-2 this afternoon. It is Minnesota 3-0 currently out in Anaheim over the Angels. That game's in the top of the second. They're in the bottom of the second in Seattle. No score between the Diamondbacks and Mariners. And still scoreless in San Francisco, Pirates and Giants. Philadelphia with a 5-0 lead at Petco Park in San Diego, top of the seventh inning, and they're in the bottom of the tenth in Chicago. The Rays leading the White Sox 7-6. Of course, Tampa Bay comes in here after the Yankees leave town tomorrow night. Hey, for every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, OAW has donated $3,400 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. We are back to give you the highlights of this one. 15-3 Yankees over the Brewers tonight. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, Yadish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Yadish & Jones and Signature Homes by Yadish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Yadish & Jones, then
call the movers.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers fall to the Yankees tonight. I should say, not the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Old habit. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. My apologies. Brewers fall to the Yankees tonight by a score of 15-3 here at American Family Field. The two teams will go for the rubber match tomorrow afternoon. And it's time to listen in on the highlights. They're brought to you by Prevea Health. And at Prevea Health, they're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. In addition to world-class medical care, you can also expect a perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Joe Ross on the mound tonight for the Crew, and the first two would reach against him. He hit Volpe and then walked Soto, and after striking out Judge, Alex Verdugo with a three-run home run would give the Yankees a 3-0 lead. Ross would be able to get out of it with no further damage, but the Brewers would come back in the bottom of the first inning. After a couple of quick outs, Rhys Hoskins was at the plate with nobody on.
And the pitch. Hit to left and deep. Oh, get up! Get up! Get out of here! Way gone for Hoskins. Nicole Knoll gets $100. And that one was 5-20. Wow.
411 feet off the bat of Rhys Hoskins for his sixth of the season. It was a 3-1 ball game heading to the second. And it would stay 3-1 until the top of the third inning. And that's with one out after a couple of walks and an infield single by Rizzo. The bases were loaded for Gleyber Torres. He would lace a double to the wall in right center. It would clear the bases, and it was 6-1 New York. They would not look back from there. They would add another run in the fifth to make it 7-1. Four more in this sixth inning, and it was 11-1. That's when the position players started pitching in this game. Owen Miller would work the eighth and ninth inning. He gave up four more runs in the ninth. It was 15-1 at that point, and then Jose Trevino would work the bottom of the ninth for the Yankees. Brewers would push a couple of runs across. RBI double by Gary Sanchez, Joey Ortiz as well. And the final score here tonight, 15-3 in favor of the Yankees. We'll come back and wrap things up here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the movers.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
We go to Double A Biloxi, where the Shuckers, a 4-3 win on the road at Pensacola, and Triple A Nashville falls on the road at Louisville by a final score of 9-3. That is going to do it for us here tonight, but we are back with you tomorrow. On Deck Show, built by Menards, will get underway at 12:35. First pitch tomorrow between the Brewers and Yankees, scheduled for 1:10 p.m. Former Cub, former Met, former Blue Jay Marcus Stroman is going to be on the mound for the Yankees. It'll be Tobias Myers making his second start in the big leagues for the Crew. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. For Bob Uecker, I'm Lane Griddle saying thank you for listening tonight. Again, the final score, Yankees 15 and the Brewers 3. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers Radio is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We Energies, Boucher Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, SVA, a professional services company.
Get up, get out of here, and way gone.
Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Lakeland University, Lynch Automotive, Z-Bart, and Network Health. I'm the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
There's nothing for free. I don't want you, so just give me. Just give me my money.
In the lair on Max Inc. Radio, Blame It on Kane, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group right here on the Civic Media Network.
Blame It on Kane's music has been featured on NFL Network, Motor Trend, TV, Discovery Plus, and it was a theme song for an animated web series. Tell us about getting your music used for this. How does that work?
That's a great question. We have no idea. No.
That's not good.
Our music, we work with, Eric LaBrosse over at Cherry Pit Studios, and he does a lot of the licensing stuff.
Okay.
He got our music, on the licensing catalogs, and people found our music somehow, the people who do these shows, and then all of a sudden we just get a notification well after the fact being like, hey, we used your song in this episode of this show, and, here's money.
And when we say, that's nice.
When we say money.
Yeah, how much?
Let me clarify.
Oh, no. Here we go.
But, I mean, it's pennies on the dollar, for shows that air. But the cool thing was we got a tax form from BMI.
Wow.
That we had to, report on ink of the $25 we got.
Yeah. Great.
It was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Frame that.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Are we going to bring over Rob? Are we able to?
Rob Shackman.
I know. We're kind of moving people around here.
Well, he's coming in.
Yeah, here he comes. He's coming in hot. Woo! All right. Rob Shackman, guitarist for Blame It on Kane. Tell us a little bit about your backstory and, how did you get interested and started playing music?
I would say middle school. Middle school, started playing saxophone.
Saxophone.
Yeah. Nice.
I play saxophone too.
And then I was probably high school age. I don't want to do that anymore. I actually wanted to play bass, but I couldn't find anybody that taught bass, so I picked up guitar, and no regrets with that.
Yeah. You know.
And what role did your parents play?
Oh, they're not very musical, but I can recall being tortured with ABBA a lot in my youth. But they've always been encouraging.
Another victim of the 70s.
How do you feel about where the band's come from and where you're still going?
Where it's coming from? Well, I came in about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So I was playing with another band.
Yeah.
Well, I always still play with them. And we did some shows with Blame It on Kane. And at one point, they're like, hey, would you like to play guitar in another band? I'm like, well,
sure.
No, not really.
But and here you are.
But yeah, then I thought about it for a while, and then we tried it out, it worked, and things have been going well. I enjoy what Blame It on Kane has done in the past already, and
nice.
I enjoy what we're doing now and towards the future.
That is so excellent. Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have us for us tonight, it's called Story of Your Lies. Is this about the elephant in the room?
Oh. It kind of is. It's not. It's a story about a friend. Everyone kind of has a friend group, right? And there's always somebody in that friend group who's not the most honest person in the world, but everybody knows it, but they still do it, you know? So it's kind of like calling that person out in a way. We wrote the song. We just wanted something. This was for the acoustic album, Empire Maturity. We wanted to do something heavier and, you know, something more like Days of the New or Tantra kind of a thing. And then that kind of invigorated us, like, oh, it's kind of an song. So so that's what we came up with.
Okay.
So that's it.
Well, here we go. Let's hear it. Story of Your Lies. This is Blame It on Kane on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music.
Just forgiveness you don't deserve. It's straight to judgment day, your perjury won't be heard. Condemned to hell, yet you scream your innocence. No attempted confession as you lose everything.
Blame It on Kane, live in the lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. More coming up right here on Max Inc. Radio, right after this.
It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to Live in the Lair, Blame It on Kane, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
All right, Blame It on Kane. How's this for a question? How'd you get disqualified from a battle of the bands? I didn't even know they would ever do that.
So what happened was... maybe disqualified isn't the right word, but okay. So we had there's a battle of bands at MSOE. Our drummer at the time, there was a time where Rich kind of took a break. We had another drummer, and he was a student at MSOE, like going for his master's or doctorate or something. Mm-hmm. So we qualified. That's how we got in. There was six bands, mm-hmm. And there were four prizes. Okay, all the bands were not even real bands. A lot of them were just kids who got together and kind of, well, let's just do a song or two, right? And, you know, we got out there, we crushed it, and then came to the awards, and we were, actually, there were five awards for six bands. We were the one band that got nothing. Like, there was first place, second place, third place, and then two kind of funny awards. Like, you know, some, and we didn't get anything, and our drummer at the time was furious, and because one of his friends was running the judges and everything, and he went up to him and was like, what, how do we not get, we were the best band, or at least one of the best bands, right? Like, because they weren't real bands, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, you guys were just too good. We didn't feel comfortable. giving, that's what he told us. He's like, we just didn't feel comfortable. Just, yeah. Because you guys were too good. And
at least you got the scoop. Yeah. So
right.
But still.
It didn't make it feel any better.
No.
Yeah, it did not make it feel any better.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, what a great story.
Well,
sorry,
let's talk
about
to guitarist Steve Dragonchuk.
That is a great name, by the way.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
You got it. He's called the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
He's called the Dragon.
The Dragon. I was going to ask. I was going to be like, you know, growing up, how many different like aliases did you have?
Oh, I've had it every different way you can imagine. So yeah. The state of Wisconsin actually had my driver's license spelled wrong for a long time.
Oh, no.
And I wasn't going to change it until I got to TSA, and then they said, wait a second here, your ticket doesn't match your driver's license.
Oh,
so that was it.
Yeah, That's a big problem. Well, you know, let's get to know you. Tell us your backstory. How did you get into playing music?
So originally, and you're going to like this rocker, originally I wanted to be a drummer.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yes. My dad was a drummer back in the day. He was a jazz drummer in the Chicago area for the Mellotones. So I kind of wanted to be like dad. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I started getting into it a little bit. I'm like, wait a minute. I hear Led Zeppelin. I hear Van Halen. I want to get into rock. And my dad's like, well, wait a minute. That's pretty loud. And then my mom heard I wanted to do that, and she said, well, forget it. You can play a guitar instead.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And I picked it up and haven't put it down since. And that's it.
Nice.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, right. Right.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, now we know what the parents' role is. Do you play any other instruments, or is it just guitar?
You know what? I tinker in bass, and that's about it. I tried to get into it a little bit. I'm just not good because I'm you know, usually using a pick with a guitar, and with a bass, I'm trying to do it with the fingers, and it's, you know, it's harder than it looks. So,
how do you feel about your role in the band and how the band's doing right now? Instead of going backwards, going forwards,
So it's actually, it's pretty exciting because, you know, we added Rob, when was that? Like a year and a half ago, something like that. And now we've got Chris, and Chris is just, he was born to be a bass player. And I remember when we brought him in for an audition, and he comes in. He hadn't heard anything. He said he did, but he lied to us. He didn't listen to any of the songs. So he stands up there, and he hears it. He's just pausing there, and he's just closing his eyes, and he's listening to us play, and he's not doing anything. He's just standing there. I'm like, what's this guy going to do here? We get through the first verse. We get through the first chorus, get back to the second chorus, and all of a sudden he knows it. And he's just playing along. So this guy is really good. You know, he's out of our league. So we're aiming really high with him. We think we're going to have this guy to record with, and we're going to have a lot of songs centered around him.
Wow. Ooh, little bass solos, maybe even just
if he'll do it. Yes.
Oh.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with
Steve.
Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called You and I. Is this just a song of hope or fate?
Hope. You were hoping it was fate. You thought it might be fate. It's one of those crooning songs where you're pining for somebody and trying to convince them that, hey, let's get together. Like, it'll be great. And, you know, you're just trying really hard to convince that person. And it didn't work.
I'll bring this one on. Blame It on Kane with You and I. This is going to be interesting. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Take it away, guys.
Just begun. You and I, dreams are all the same. You and I, making our own way. You and I, happiness is real. You and I, our destinies are still. I promise you it's safe. You get everything you need. It's a chance that you have to take. You don't have to worry, 'cause I'm the only one who's never gonna hurt you. Our lives have just begun. Everything you need is all right here. You and I, dreams are all the same. You and I,
Blame It on Kane, Max Inc. Radio, live in the lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
That was awesome, guys. Yeah,
that's our Green Day song.
That I was going to say, that's right? Got some punk edge, punk edge
it was
to
actually, it. It was actually written to be as a slow acoustic song. And when we were going for our Big Down Under album, we decided, like, you know, this could be something. Let's do a pop punk version.
Nice. And your rhythm section. Woo. Yeah. All right. Well, Blame It on Kane. has some, oh, this is good, some live shows coming up soon all around Wisconsin. We have May 25th, Appleton at the Cold Shot. Mm. June 21st, Make Music Madison.
Yes.
Because we know there's Make Music all over the state and all over the country and the world, but you're going to be in Madison.
Yeah, we did Madison last year for the first time. It was amazing. Madison has really embraced us, which has been so exciting. And because it started with the Make Music Madison, we played three different venues, played at over at Beer Rock, and they've had us now like three times
since. Oh, nice.
Right? So it's just been such a great reception in Madison.
And then you've got this 11th annual Midday Matinee Milwaukee Music Mashup, July 28th. And it looks like you get to spoof a band at the mashup?
No.
The mashup isn't a spoof fest?
It's not a spoof.
So what this is it's a show that we've been doing for 10 years now, maybe. And what's been happening is we do a day show at Kochanski's. They have a nice outside stage. And
we just
get a whole bunch of different bands
that
maybe they're not the ones that would always play together.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, it's an afternoon show and get six, seven bands, and it's pretty cool.
It's nice a event. Mashup in that way with a whole bunch of different bands.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
I like that. And then this is so cool, Rock Against Violence Festival. That's in September, on September 14th. What can you tell us about this fest, and where does it happen?
That's a Steve question.
Oh, Steve,
here
come
comes
back
Steve
over.
Heading to the microphone.
You know, I saw it on Facebook. It's something out of Portage, and I don't have too much information on it this way. It's been being put on by this lady named Lindsay. She's spearheading it. She tells me that we're going to have a lineup on it soon, but yes, hopefully the first annual Rock Against Violence down in Portage.
And you just saw it and thought, this sounds like something I want to be part of.
Absolutely, yeah. We could, we told her we'll be happy to donate any money that we make that day selling the CDs. You know, we had, as Sam mentioned, good luck in Madison selling CDs when we were here for Make Music Madison. So if we sell anything there, of course, we'll donate the money.
That's awesome. And I'm sure it sounds like it probably goes to awareness and education about violence. So that's terrific.
We're looking it up.
Okay. Otherwise, I was going to say, we'll share it when we have the info. We'll definitely share it.
It's for DACE, Domestic Abuse and Intervention Services.
Awesome. Okay.
What he said, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they do great work. So you're supporting a wonderful cause. Thanks, guys. Oh, it looks like now, Rocker, though, we want to give the drummer some. Can
Rich
he get out
Seeger.
From that corner?
Yeah, here he comes.
Oh, my goodness. You're hilarious.
Hello, guys.
Go ahead, Rocker. He just has me laughing. Oh, my goodness.
Rich Seeger. Give the drummer some. Mm-hmm. Tell us some of your backstory and how you became a drummer.
Well, a rocker. I have been playing drums since sixth grade. My mom foolishly bought me a complete drum set very early on before I knew how to play, in which then she told me, you are learning how to play this because I paid so much money for it.
And why did you call it foolishly?
Well, because it's so loud.
Yeah.
If you have a drummer and you're a drummer, you know. Whoever owns the drum set is usually where you practice then, almost automatically.
I bet. Yes.
And so my mom put up with, and I was in sixth grade then, so she put up, I was probably in a band by eighth grade, so she had bands practicing in our living room.
Oh.
My dad allowed that.
Wow.
For, I don't know, years, all the way through high school.
You have
all
very
the way
brave
on.
Parents.
My mom just put up with everything.
Oh. So was it one of these situations where you had to set up completely?
No, she let me keep it all up. Whoa. Our living room was taken over. You would walk into our house, and there was an entire band thing. And then I set up a studio in there. I bought a four-track reel-to-reel.
Oh, yeah.
I had a complete studio in our living room.
So where did your parents hang out, obviously?
In the family room.
Okay.
But it was pretty loud. But I think my dad used it as an excuse to go out with his buddies. And my mom would just hang out then, and she'd bop to the music.
Oh,
and
how
cute. She was the cool mom.
Yeah. Well, obviously, that's a parent's role. I mean,
all parents should allow their kids to be drummers.
Or at least to be in music.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because it not only builds lifelong friendships, like you can see here, all of us, we've known each other for 15 plus years, done a lot.
And y'all still like each other.
It kept us off of drugs for a little bit.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, kind of. And then.
And but it also gives us gives you a hobby where you have an enjoyment and a little more of a purpose for life, and you can give back by doing the benefits. Yeah. We look for benefits to play at to give back for that. We play free for anybody that has any cause, no matter what it is, for anything to give to
That's
try to give back,
amazing.
Including church stuff. I've played in church stuff too, free for everything on it because you should give back for everything.
Right.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called For Them, or it could really be called Helicopter Parent.
The song is some of the songs I write about are about parenting, and this one specifically was one song I wrote for my kids. Parenting's tough. It's not easy. You hope you're doing the right things. And this song is all about, I hope that someday that they know that it was for them. Like, I know I wasn't perfect. It was hard. But hopefully, I tried my best.
Have they heard the song?
Oh, yeah.
Do they know it's for them?
I don't know. Huh. I assume they should. If they hear it, they should realize it's pretty straightforward. Okay. I don't hide things. I'm a very open. My lyrics are very out there.
Yeah.
Like straightforward. So
okay.
I think they know it's for them. For them.
Well, now they will. Right. Now they'll have heard you talking
right.
about
now
it.
Now they will for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is from our Big Down Under album. This was actually the first acoustic song we ever wrote.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This is For Them. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we are local music.
Every day the body grows older, every day the soul keeps wanting more. Every time I see your face, as deep as parts of me are always smiling. My mistakes aren't always clear to me, hope you understand I'm always trying. Knowing what is best for you, yes, it's never seemed so cut and dry. We'll be right back.
Live in the lair, Blame It on Kane on Max Inc. Radio. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
That was really nice.
Thank you.
I hear the story in there for the kiddos. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's very cool. I feel like we've kind of talked about Chris quite a bit. You know, I was going to ask you a little bit more about him, but I don't know if we need to, and he's not here to defend himself.
He's a diva. He's the sexiest one in the bunch. He's very high maintenance.
He's recently married.
Recently,
married. He's like all in love and stuff.
Sickening.
He makes out with his wife at all the shows. Young love. No, they're Chris is great.
Public
Chris is awesome.
Displays of affection. My goodness. All right, tell me. You guys got to start like hanging out with the wives again. Come on. Okay, so where can we find you? Where can we follow you? Get, you know, updates. Are you, your Facebook page stinks, by the way.
Well, so we're old, you know.
Well, and you do have, it seems like all of you have a lot going on, but that's where I have to find you.
Yeah, Facebook is really the only social media thing that we're on.
Okay.
So if you want to message us, by all means, we will always respond to Messenger. We respond right away. All the, as far as musically, the Spotify's, the Apple Music's, the Amazon Music's, the SoundCloud's, the Reverb, all the places where you stream music were there.
That's
all
cool.
The albums are out there.
And go look for them, look them up, and listen to some great music. Blame It on Kane.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, before we were talking about you guys have a show at the Cold Shot up in Appleton.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, you know, I haven't been to that club. Have you guys played there yet?
Never. This is really cool. Like, so we branched up to Madison. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to Appleton for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty exciting.
Cool. Are you playing with another band there?
Yes, TBD.
TBD.
TBD. Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
They always play with that.
They play a lot.
They play with that band. They always open for that band karaoke.
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, let's get back to some live music in the lair with Blame It on Kane. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group. You have one more song for us tonight, and it's called Stay.
No, boy.
Not go. Stay.
Is this a love song for an ex-girlfriend?
It is definitely not a love song. As a matter of fact, it's almost like the anti-love song. I write a lot of lyrics about stupid things guys do, because I'm a guy and I've done a lot of stupid things, so I use it for song material.
Wow.
So this is like...
It's very brave.
Well, you know, it's just like, it's you had a fling, right? You're at a bar one night, hanging with your friends, and that fling, like, wants another fling. And you're like, no. So the song is actually Stay Away. Ah. So you'll hear in the chorus, if you haven't, it's Stay Away. Until it's 2 a.m. and you're drunk, and then it's Stay With Me. It's that, you know, it's these are all cautionary tales.
I would
of what
say.
Not to do. Like, that's how I write them.
Okay. All right. You have built these up really well. So every one, I'm like, I can't wait to hear this one, because I'm listening to the words and the great storytelling.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, Blame It on Kane, and this song is Stay. So listen for what he just explained to us. Yeah.
This is off the new album, Dog.
Awesome. Max Inc. Radio here. Blame It on Kane.
Times for everyone. I can see you staring at me with a warning eye. Well, I can still remember our secret starry night. And I said, stay away, stay away, stay away, stay away, then don't come back no more. Thank you.
still feel you staring at me from across the room. I told you once, I told you twice that you and I are through, and I said stay away, stay.
Where we clap our hands.
Well, now it's 2 a.m. The lights go up and the frisky feeling's on. I spent too much time with the boys who look for anyone. I can see you staring at, waiting for the sign. You're not the best, I must confess, my weak old cherry pie. And I said stay away, stay away, stay away, stay away. Then don't come back no more. Stay with me, yeah. Stay with me, yeah. Stay.
Blame it on Kane, live in the lair.
Wow. Okay. Stay away and then stay with me.
And then don't come back.
Yeah.
A lot of mixed messages there. I don't know.
That was really
it's
fun.
It's the alcohol. That's like this.
Oh.
Right.
I don't know. You guys, this has been a blast. Sam, Steve, Rob, Rich, blame it on Kane. One more time, where can we find you? I know Facebook is one place.
Facebook is the main place if you want to communicate with us and interact with us.
All the digitals.
Facebook. But otherwise, yes, all the digitals. You can hear all the music. So.
Awesome. And again, you've got a ton of shows coming up now.
Yep.
And look for those, I would assume, on your Facebook page.
Yep. We always have the shows posted. If you want to see any set lists, all of our set lists we've ever done is on setlist.fm.
That's
fun. You
can
click us up there. And we're already working on songs for the next album. So hopefully we can get in the studio this winter and crank out another one.
Oh, good, good, good. So, okay.
Yeah, thank you
Rocker,
so much for having us.
This has been a blast.
Very lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Woof. Thank you, guys.
We will see you
thank
guys
you.
Next week. Right now, we have Jimmy K coming up with Max Inc. After Hours. And then, of course, this show will repeat at midnight. But
yay!
Then we'll get to 4 in the morning where we'll hear Max Inc. Americana. And then tomorrow night, Max Inc. Sunday. And that will be, let's see what's coming up, the top 10, Maxing top 10.
Ooh, 7,000 apart.
We'll
are they going
to
hold
see.
That spot?
Are they going to win again?
Mm.
And then some Rocker's Closet, some throwbacks, and then Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. to midnight. All on Max Inc. Radio.
Civic Media Radio Network.
You've been listening to Live in the Lair. Blame it on Kane.
So
brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. This has been Max Inc. Radio Saturday Night on the Civic Media Network.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And
you're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.